Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Libby Stark, and we are talking about the Perdicheen Waterhawks swim team that is practices and meets are coming up here very soon. So, yep. Good morning, Libby. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So let's dive right in here. If folks are unfamiliar with the Perdicheen Waterhawks, if they're going, who is that? I've never heard of them. Let's a little background. Explain who you guys are.
Yeah. So the Perdicheen Waterhawks is our swim team. It's been around for over 30 years. Our practices run Monday through Fridays for 7 weeks, starting June 9th to July 27th. The practice times are Monday through Friday, 8 and under and 13 and up, practice 11:15 to 12:10. And then 9:10s and 11:12s, practice 11:55 to 12:45. Our registration is actually going to be this week on April 16th at Hoffman Hall. It's from 4:30 to 6. This is a great time to come and ask questions if you're not sure about swim team. We also have our swimsuit try-ons. You get your calendars, and then you also pay the fees.
So yeah, it's important too, if you have a lot of those questions, come to this registration and ask those. You've enlisted a couple questions that folks might ask or typically ask, so we can kind of run through those as well.
Yep.
So how old do you want? Because you say 8 and under, but is there a kind of an under limit there that you want kids to at least be?
We do recommend that they be at least 6 years old, and this is mainly for safety purposes. They have to be able to follow directions and cooperate with the coaches. I mean, it's a sport where, you know, potentially something bad could happen, mm-hmm. and so they need to be able to listen and follow directions well.
And then you have four coaches who are also lifeguards.
Yep.
All four coaches will be at those practices as well. So,
yep.
you know, you're not worried about, okay, there's 20 kids, but only one coach can make it tonight. There's going to be a good teacher slash coach to
the ratio is good there. Yeah, and because so we only have two age groups at a practice, so there's two different practices, not all the kids are there the entire time, so it's smaller groups with all four coaches at both practices. So yeah, it's we try to keep the swimmers safe. That's definitely the biggest priority for us.
And then a lot too, there's summer is always a busy time for mm-hmm. families. You're going on vacations, kids are involved in whether it's soccer, baseball, softball, whatever they may be doing as well. You guys are pretty flexible with helping kids be involved with this as well.
Yeah, super flexible. A lot of people think that they can't join swim team because they're going on vacations or they have kids in ball. We actually have a few swimmers that do the ball teams. There's no minimum participation requirement to be on swim team. We'll work around the schedules. If you have a vacation, I mean, we all get it. Summers are crazy. So if you can even be at part of the practices or one meet, you're still welcome to join the swim team. So.
And then, again, practices run for 7 weeks. That's Monday through Friday, starting June 9th.
Yep.
There's no practices on meet days or the 4th of July. The season runs through then the 27th of July.
Yep.
And then $45 per swimmer.
Yep, and that's for the whole 7 weeks. We try to keep our costs down. And we do ask if there is an issue with the cost for a family. If they reach out to us, we're happy to work with them, too. We want it to be accessible for all the kids.
And then there's if you want to be a part of the team and get a pool pass, there's a price for that as well, right?
Yes, the pool pass, it was $80 last summer. I believe it's staying the same this summer, but that would be something to look at the Parks and Rec website to confirm as it gets closer.
And then, as you said, 8 and unders, hopefully to that 6 age is with the under around there.
Yeah, they seem to do better if they're at least 6 years old.
And they'll practice, and then 8 and unders, 13 and up from 11:15 to 12:10, 9 and 10s and 11:12s, 11:55 to 12:45. And again, that registration is April 16th from 4:30 to 6 at Hoffman Hall in the lobby. Perfect opportunity to come ask some more questions if they weren't answered today.
Yep.
Pay those fees, suit try-ons, all sorts of things there as well, right?
Yep. And then one more thing, too. This year is actually an exciting year for us because we're hosting the conference. So we did host the Invitational last year, which runs pretty much the same as conference, but all of the teams in our conference will be coming to Prairie du Chien on the 26th at the end, the last meet of the season.
Perfect. So. Awesome way to kind of cap off the season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, good way to wrap it up.
And then if you can't make it to registration, the best way to reach out is through your guys' Facebook page, Prairie du Chien Waterhawks, or you can email them at waterhawkspdc@gmail.com.
Yes.
And that's for, if you can't make that April 16th.
Yep. And we check those regularly, so we'll reply quickly with any questions or concerns people have.
There we go. Awesome. So Prairie du Chien Waterhawks, make sure you get to that registration April 16th. Get ready for the season to start June 9th. Libby, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.